You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. When you walk into the Humane Society of Vero Beach and Indian River County, you could be a little overwhelmed. Dogs of all shapes and sizes want your attention. But getting your attention this way may not be a good thing. Director of Education Janet Winnikoff says never has anybody come in and told her they're looking for a dog who barks all the time, runs around, and jumps on you.
What we don't like to see are the dogs who are jumping, pacing back and forth in their kennel, crying, barking, and whining. When people come through the shelter, you know, that's going to be a turnoff, but what they are going to like to see is a dog who's sitting in the kennel, who's nice and relaxed.
That's why they've started a new program to help dogs calm down and get used to quietly sharing space with their human counterparts.
I'm coming, buddy. Okay, sit.
John Camacho enters Harley's kennel. Harley is a tan Labrador mix, and he's excited to have a visitor. John is carrying a magazine with him. It's a copy of Popular Science. He sits down on a chair he's brought, and after his short greeting to the dog, he begins to read.
We're going to read about Andrea Rossi's black box. On January 14, 2011, a 61-year-old Italian inventor named Andrea Rossi stage a spectacular demonstration.
As Camacho reads, Harley at first tries to get some attention, but Camacho continues to read the article on cold fusion. Harley soon settles on his bed with his pink blanket and chews on a rawhide bone. Janet Winnikoff says Harley doesn't know it, but he's part of the Read and Relax program, increasing his chance of finding a forever home.
You know, a lot of times we have volunteers who come in who take the dogs out for a walk, and they go out for a few minutes, they bring the dog in, and then they take another dog out for a walk. And so the dogs are getting outside, but they're just getting a limited amount of time with people. So we find that what dogs really like the most is when they can just kind of hang out with people and just be with them, just like they would be in a home setting.
Harley settles relatively quickly this time, and Camacho says that's proof of progress.
The first time, 10 minutes or so, we have another dog that has a little bit more troubles relaxing, and that dog, his name is Rex. It took him about 25 minutes to finally lay down, and he did lay down for 5 minutes before he got up again. But that was a big goal for him, a big milestone.
The Humane Society's Janet Winnikoff says the Read and Relax program has also opened the door to new volunteers.
It's not only good for the dogs, but also it's great for volunteers who want to do things with dogs, but maybe don't have the physical strength to be able to walk or train dogs. So people who love dogs and who want to do something to help, they can go and sit in the kennel and they can read to the dogs, and that way they're contributing and they're doing something great for the dogs too.
You can find out more by contacting the Humane Society. We'll have a link on our webpage, WQCS.org. They're also having a Bark in the Park fundraiser this Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 at Riverside Park. It includes a fundraising walk, among other activities, and dogs are welcome. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.